ruling in the Elian Gonzalez case.
I think that justice has been done.
A siege at a nursery school in Luxembourg lasting almost 2 days has ended. I'm Pamela McCall.
D-E-
A homeschooled Missouri boy wins the National Spelling Bee. This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. The Justice Department and Juan Miguel Gonzalez won a legal victory today when a three-judge appellate panel ruled the six-year-old Elian Gonzalez is not entitled to a political asylum hearing. Attorney General Janet Reno says justice has been done.
This is a very important step in achieving the goal we have sought from the very beginning, to give Juan Miguel and his family the opportunity to return to a life together.
The boy's father, who's picked up a few words of English, is elated.
I want to thank the American people.
Reno says Gonzalez and his son will have to stay in the United States at least 3 more weeks while the appeals process plays out. The father's attorney, Gregory Craig, is calling on the Miami relatives to give up.
We appeal to Lázaro Gonzalez and to the members of his family to accept this result with grace and with dignity. The time has come to let this family go without further interference or delay.
If they continue to fight, CBS News legal consultant Andrew Cohen says the Miami relatives have some tough choices.
First, they have to figure out how to get an injunction and from what court. If they don't get a new injunction in 21 days, the little boy presumably can go back to Cuba, whether there's an appeal in process or not. Then they have to decide where they should appeal today's ruling. Do they appeal it to the United States Supreme Court, or do they go back to the Federal Appeals Court in Atlanta and hope that the full panel will somehow reverse what three judges on that panel decided today?
Now this.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Call me now and I'll send you my $30 car vacuum absolutely free, no obligation. My powerful car vacuum plugs into your cigarette lighter and has a 17-foot cord. And it's my gift to you just for trying my 8-pound hotel upright risk-free for 30 days. If you don't love it, you don't keep it, but you do keep my car vacuum absolutely free. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
How do you make networking work for you?
Well, I belong to a number of professional organizations.
That's good.
I schmooze everyone I meet, and I have no shame.
That's better.
With Biz.com, I zero in on major trade shows and seminars and post my business card online, which lets me network around the corner and around the world.
That's Biz. BIZZED.com. Powerful resources for your small business. Good, better, Biz.
The hostage situation at a Luxembourg nursery school ended dramatically today when police shot and critically wounded the gunman. CBS News reporter Pamela McCall filed this report from the scene.
The bloody ending to the 28-hour siege came when the hostage taker was lured into a trap. He left the daycare center thinking he was to be interviewed by a local TV crew. But the TV crew was actually made up of policemen in disguise. The camera aimed at his head carried a gun. Two shots were fired at close range, ending the drama in a matter of seconds. The remaining 25 kids and three adults were led to safety and emotional reunions with their families. Pamela McCall, CBS News, Luxembourg.
Texas Governor George W. Bush waited until all the court appeals were exhausted, then stepped in late today and delayed tonight's execution of Ricky McGinn. This is the first time Bush has granted a reprieve in a death penalty case. McGinn's lawyers have asked for additional DNA tests, which they say could prove him innocent in the rape and murder of his 12-year-old stepdaughter. The governor, who's running for president as a compassionate conservative, says he wants to eliminate any doubt. Entertainer Bob Hope is hospitalized. For that story, we go live to Los Angeles and CBS News correspondent David Dow.
Hope was taken by ambulance to a hospital near his Palm Springs home late this morning after complaining of a lower intestinal problem. After emergency treatment, says spokesman Ward Grant, the comedian was transferred to the Eisenhower Medical Center in stabilized condition.
He was scheduled to go into Eisenhower Medical Center for a semi-annual checkup today, but that looked like the problem preceded the checkup.
Hope recently returned from Washington, D.C., where he attended ceremonies at the Library of Congress and celebrated his 97th birthday. Live in Los Angeles, David Dow, CBS News.
Actor Patrick Swayze walked away without injury when the small plane he was flying crash-landed near Prescott Valley, Arizona. Swayze was flying from Van Nuys, California to Las Vegas when the plane apparently developed a pressurization problem. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Today's business world runs fast and furious. Fast, because everything needs to be done in an instant. Furious, when it isn't. Introducing the Rego Officio 850. Walk up or fully networked, and at 85 pages per minute, Rego's highly productive digital imaging system keeps up with it all. Call 1-800-63-RECO. We're in your corner.
And now, historically bad business decision number 304. Joe tries to photocopy his butt.
Joe?
Oh, hi, Mr. Halpin. Working late?
For a business decision that history will look well upon, visit buyerzone.com, where you get expert advice on over 150,000 brand name products and services across 200 categories. And check out QuoteZone, where you can compare prices from multiple vendors and purchase the ones you want. Buyerzone.com. Buy smart for your business. AOL keyword Buyerzone.
In Eunice, Louisiana, many of the 3,000 people evacuated after Saturday's fiery train derailment got the all clear this afternoon. 34 cars of a train hauling hazardous chemicals went off the tracks. Some caught fire. Démarche, a word meaning a step or maneuver, turned out to be the decisive step of the National Spelling Bee in Washington. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports.
For two long, stressful days, the youngsters struggled with words that are in the dictionary, but only if you look real hard.
Apotropaic.
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 That means designed to turn away evil, and it tripped up second place finisher Sean Conley of California. The winner, 12-year-old George Thumpy of Missouri, correctly spelled propadeutic and then démarche to win.
He has won.
George is homeschooled and said his parents taught him to spell, so he'll give them the $10,000 prize.
I'm going to give it to them, and they're going to decide what to do with it.
This was Thumpy's third time at the Spelling Bee. He came in third last year, and just last week showed he can do more than spell, coming in second at the National Geography Bee. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Washington.
Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
I'm 186.
192.
193.
They all had cholesterol levels over 200. Then they brought their numbers down with a food called Benecol Spread, which can reduce cholesterol by as much as 20 points, even if you're already on a cholesterol-lowering medicine.
Pretty neat. I went from 212 to 192 by eating.
Become a Benecol believer yourself. Just enjoy 3 servings a day in place of other spreads. Ask your doctor about cholesterol-lowering Benecol Spread. Eating is believing.
Looking for daily business news and information you can trust, plus a lively weekend section? Find it in the Wall Street Journal for only 37 cents a day, half off the regular rate. And with Weekend Journal, the Extra Friday section, you'll discover great wines, exotic travel destinations, book and movie reviews, and more. Now get 8 weeks of the journal delivered, including Weekend Journal, for just 37 cents a day when you order with your credit card. This limited time offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-535-7300. That's 800-535-7300 for the Wall Street Journal.
The market had a good day. The Dow up 129 points. The Nasdaq up 181. Talk about close calls. CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier has the story of a balloonist who came close to his goal after coming close to a tragedy.
British adventurer David Hempelman Adams is now the first man in the world to fly an open basket balloon over the North Pole, or rather very close to the North Pole. He came within 13 miles.
So to get this close is quite extraordinary. And I think someone was looking down on us, definitely.
He nearly didn't make it last night, trying to catch some sleep in temperatures as much as 50 degrees below. He woke to find himself sleepwalking, or rather climbing, out of the basket at 6,000 feet. Kimberly Dozier, CBS News, London.
That's the World News Roundup. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
And I'm Dave Zorn, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon, everyone. 72 degrees under sunny skies here in Hollywood this Thursday, the 1st of June. Here are the headlines at 4:09. Former NFL running back Lawrence Phillips was back before a Beverly Hills judge this afternoon, and now he's out on bail. In Orange County, investigators say DNA evidence made the difference in their case against a liquor store clerk, a case of murder. And something new coming to DWP headquarters, a fuel cell power plant. Details coming up on KNX, along with sports from Steve Grad.
The Vancouver Grizzlies get themselves a new coach. A local college team gets itself on probation. And a lesson in sports journalism for you at 4:15.
This is Randy Riddle at the business desk. Big-name technology stocks led a broad rally. The Dow went up 130 points. The Nasdaq up 181. Semiconductor stocks as a group went up 7%. Business news on KNX at 4:20.
Busy Thursday afternoon on the freeway.